So next cab off the old jab rank of primary kids, 5 to 11-year-olds are going to get access to the jab by the end of January. Now, schools go back, of course, at the start of Feb, so limited time for the kids to get the first jab. None of them will have a second jab. Ormiston Primary School Principal Heath McNeil is with us. Heath, morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
I'm always surprised at how we sit around these days and go, oh, school's jabbed. I got jabbed at school, did you?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Yeah, because that's what schools did. That was part of a health program. Should schools be involved in jabbing kits?
Yeah, I think it's not surprising that, as you say, schools have always been a part of public health responses, like even hearing and vision testing, you know, and I think that the vaccines all give the schools the freedom to provide the best education for their communities, children again, because it's been limited over the last 2 years. So the more that we can do to free up how we deliver education again is going to be great for our community and their children.
Good. Given the age group, do you think it's going to be a vexed issue? You're going to be dealing with angsty parents?
I think schools are places and spaces of diversity anyway. So we've got cultural, ethnic, gender, religious, even how we educate. There's a lot of diversity of thought. So I think as long as we are pretty transparent and during any sort of change process, we educate each other along the way. And so I think we've seen that with the reintroduction into this hybrid way of learning at the moment in school. So it's about keeping those communication lines open and looking at things rather than issues, looking at what are the concerns of different groups and what are their questions and how we can access the experts to give us those sorts of answers so that people can feel more informed about their choices.
Speaking of which, are you going to need or do you have some top-down advice on how to handle kids who aren't jabbed versus the ones who are and what you do and are there mandates or separation or what are you going to do?
Oh, I think just recently over the last couple of days we've seen that schools, secondary schools and intermediate schools no longer have to keep registers around who's vaccinated and who's not vaccinated in terms of students because the Ministry of Health have got other ways in which they can access that. So I think it becomes less of an issue there because we're not holding that data. So we're just treating every child as an individual and trying to give them the best education we can.
Go well with it. Appreciate it very much. Heath McNeil, who's the Ormiston Primary School Principal with us.